Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
At least today will be a little bit warmer, continuing to melt the snow. We will see highs in the 40s today. And then next thing you know, we will be into February, which will also be cold. But then March, there is hope. But no, in all seriousness.
That's fair.
When you start getting into it, to me, wasn't it, what did it used to be? Was it the IX Indoor Amusement Park? Is that when we kind of knew?
Yes.
That
spring.
We're getting out of it.
Yeah, you start hearing that jingle, and you know.
So that's been gone for a number of years. They remember they rolled that carousel or that...
They didn't roll the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel right down 77.
But I did see it and thought of you and the stupid thing you say all the time. Like, oh, they rolled it right down 71.
I don't know how they did it.
It's 77
to get to Canton. Yeah, they just had to cut over
it
there.
It looks lovely.
Maybe
hold it up down there.
Maybe 480 to 77.
Yeah, they didn't roll it down, but it is there.
So that's not been the case. But my thing is now that I'm looking ahead to, and I believe it starts this week at Home and Garden Show.
Yes.
So we start getting into, okay,
yes.
Home and Garden Show, which is February. This is my seasonal math.
Mm-hmm. I like it though. It makes sense.
That Home and Garden Show, essentially, that leads you into next month. And it
right. Does.
Like, you know, February is this month, which is basically kind of Valentine's Day, which is really kind of close to Fat Tuesday, which is early March.
Right.
Which is basically St. Patrick's Day, which is the home opener. And then we're there.
But I will say one thing. There is always, it never fails. Every February, there is always a day of weather trickery. We always get like a 70-degree random weird day in February. Do you remember this? It happens annually. I notice it every year. I'm like, this is always the weather trickery where you think, oh, are we going to break early? And it doesn't happen.
But you know one thing that'll continue through all of that?
What?
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. We are the most bizarre duo.
You and I?
I'm wearing a t-shirt, and you have a long sleeve shirt on and gloves.
Dude,
and also,
I
don't know if your gloves are.
So cold.
And this, I just, the scarf, because it's a thick, long, like it's a very fluffy, beautiful scarf.
Thank you.
It just hit me as you know, I'm singing that song. I thought,
yeah,
this is, I mean, I have a hoodie. I wore.
There's air in this new studio. There's an air vent that blows like right on my neck. I don't know where it comes from, but
where?
There is a constant breeze on my person. I'm not complaining about it.
Do you want to
move
to that mic?
No.
Okay.
No, anyway. Then you got to move the screens and all that. It's a whole thing. No, I'm good. I don't mind being cold. I just need to bundle up.
All right. We need a guess. Dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope in the Star 102 studios. We take a guess every day. If you hit it, you win nothing. But the early morning crew knows this is what we do on Star 102. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good. What would you do if you won $5,000?
Oh, I'd go on a trip.
Yes.
That's an easy answer. You could, I could do upgrades on that trip with $5,000, I feel like.
Correct. Or I would go to the casino to see if I could double my winnings.
Yes. That would be amazing if somebody won $5,000 by listening through their free Odyssey app. They went to the Jack Casino and they put it on black.
Yes.
In roulette. I'm going to double down on this. That would be hilarious. And also, maybe not well advised.
A terrible idea.
Do you have a guess? Do you have a guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope?
Yeah, I hate this game so much, but I'm so poor driving to work in the morning, so I call. I'm going to guess Frank Sinatra.
That's a good guess, Frank Sinatra. It's not him, though. I also hate this game so much, for the record.
What's a better chance that we get a winner for Dead Guy in an Envelope or you win $5,000? What's the better chance?
Yeah, definitely the
$5,000.
For sure.
Okay, so I was wrong about this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
About what?
I want to get your ruling on that. I really should have brought Stevie in for this, too. So here's a ruling on it. And then we're going to talk about something about the Kelseys with Stevie on the socials coming up. So you know how I said it was true love coming out of the box, and I hit on that.
Oh, with Taylor Swift and Travis.
Yeah, you were a little more.
Oh, I thought it was all a setup. I thought it was for a Super Bowl commercial. Yeah, I didn't believe it.
So I think I'm looking for my next hit.
Oh.
So I missed on the, I think they're going to get engaged for New Year's. Remember I said that
you
on
did.
The air? And
I
you
knew.
Immediately squashed that. You're like, no, I don't think that's going to be the case.
No.
It's just kind of too obvious or too basic or whatever
Way
the reasons
too,
were.
Right.
Here's my new thing.
Oh, boy.
Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl, like where this is hypothetical.
Okay.
They win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's three in a row. No team has ever done this. Never been done in the history of the NFL. They win three Super Bowls in a row. Travis Kelce retires.
Sure.
Then he asks to marry her. Whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's not going to be on the field.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. That's a very unexciting theory.
Oh, no, here we go. So they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I can see. I think all that will happen too. I do. Yeah, I think you're right.
But he'll it's unexciting.
Retire. But I thought you were going to say, and then he buys, something. You know, there has to be. You think they're going to get engaged, like, that day, like on the field, he's on his
no,
knee.
No, the Super Bowl is what February 9th, I believe. Whatever that Sunday is, I think it's February 9th. So, and then that doesn't. I'm just saying those would have to happen in that order.
In that
they
order,
they win the Super Bowl. He retires. Then let's say Valentine's Day.
That's awfully quick turnaround.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, you can. That's just my idea. So,
here's what I'm saying. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I mean, I do think if they win the Super Bowl, he'll retire. Kind of.
Disney fairy tale stuff. There,
it
though.
Is.
If he wins, then they retire. Then they retire. You know,
can
he
you
retires. Then they get engaged within the week.
The album we get out of that. Oh my goodness.
I don't think I want to hear it.
I do.
I don't want to hear
just
when she's
love
lovey-dovey with him. I like when she's angry and calls people out. It makes the best. When people are happy, just think about it over time. When people are, when they are climbing, when they are mad, when the relationship, their heart is ripped out, it is the best music.
Yeah.
It is the best movies. It's the best books.
Raw
it's
emotion.
The thing that everything's great. I'm done.
Nobody
wants to hear that. Everything's great.
That's a terrible
Kelce
song,
and me.
I don't want to hear that.
I do not want to hear that.
Wait, what if they lose the Super Bowl? Will he still retire? You think he'll go for a
He's got to be getting close. He's got to be getting close. I mean, just in football years and getting beat up. And I mean, he'll have some games here and there, but there's some game like he's.
What are the sports people speculating?
I don't know. You got to talk to Ken Carmen. I don't know what they're speculating. I'm on the same time as them. I don't know. Andy Baskin, are you listening?
216-343-1021. Okay.
Is he going to retire?
I think if they win, you're right. But I want to know what they
Nick
think
Wilson,
if he loses.
Nick Wilson, are you listening? Jonathan Peterlin, are you listening?
They work too much
Jeff
later
Phelps,
than us.
Jeff Phelps, are you listening? Well, that's the fan lineup after. We can't pull them over now. They're doing a show.
Well, all right. We'll go ask Ken Carmen. You're right. The hallway or something.
Do you think he's going to retire if he wins?
If they win, yes.
Okay.
That's what I think. But I want what
that's
happens
where
if
our
they
agreement
lose.
Stops.
Right. Because I just...
Right. I just want to throw it out there. I don't know. I was thinking about that yesterday.
Look,
that's
I don't
all.
Look. My latest speculation on the Travis and Taylor is that they're going to be married and tell us after. And
no it's way.
1,000%.
There is no way
it's
that'll happen.
Be, they're going to keep
it's gonna
it super
like
private.
It's
going to
be like the royal wedding of Princess Diana.
Uh-uh.
Oh, yes, it will.
I think it'll be private. I think it'll be private.
Okay.
And then they'll surprise us with it later, like with the album and maybe like a little video clip. Like, oh, here's a taste
like
of our wedding.
She'll just be accidentally seen with a ring on. Like,
No. All strategy.
This is not going to happen.
No,
that's
it's all strategized.
Okay.
It's all strategized in secret. That's what I think.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show coming up next. We have Stevie on the socials.
There have been a few viral moments from the latest New Heights podcast. That's Jason and Travis Kelce's podcast, including their producer and intern sharing a story on meeting Taylor Swift, Jason Kelce singing Cher, and even a reveal of who Jason Kelce is rooting for the big game. Well, he's sort of revealed.
It's a sort of reveal.
I love it.
They are so much fun.
I think to myself, so even before Taylor Swift came into the picture, because it's not like the New Heights podcast began, like it was good prior to that. They just have good chemistry. It makes sense. They're brothers. They've known each other their entire life, that type of thing. But that is a big question. I mean, who's Jason Kelce going to root for?
It was the first question I asked when I found out they were going to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
both teams.
So. I thought to myself, because he's all over the place.
Sure.
He's doing all sorts of announcing, the New Heights podcast. So that is a big deal. That question kind of answered, you said?
Sort of.
Maybe sort of answered?
Loophole.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Jason and Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce have a podcast called New Heights, and they've had a couple viral moments from their latest episode. So we're going to talk about Jason Kelce. Who is he rooting for next Sunday? People have been asking, and he kind of answered, and then he changed his mind and then went back. So here's what he had to say.
Obviously, you're my brother. I always root for my brother. That's the reality of it. All right. Even though I'm decked out in Eagles gear, I'm always going to root for Travis.
Take that, Philly.
But there's a lot of people in the Philadelphia organization, whether it's players, coaches, that feel like extended family to me, especially my former linemen. I'm rooting for Philadelphia, and I'm rooting for Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
he changed his mind.
I like that it was real. I mean, how would you feel in that situation? You've given your life to the city and everything else, but it's your brother. I mean, you win either way, you lose either way. It's like when they face each other in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, right? It's just like you see him on the field, he's hugging mom, and you know,
he's
Jason Kelce's hugging mom, and he's like, go party with Trav.
Yeah.
He got this one. Like, it's you're happy for your brother, but your heart is ripped out of your chest that you lost. That's got to be a tough position to be in.
I think he secretly hopes the Eagles win. Like, if the Eagles win, he's going to be so happy.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was decked out full in Eagles gear. But then
and he'll rub it in Travis's face too.
Yeah.
He'll do that, and it'll be an entire thing.
That would
and
be great.
Yeah, that would be relatively amazing.
It made me think of kind of Taylor Swift because I don't think a lot of people know that she's a lifelong Eagles fan.
Yep,
and she's from Pennsylvania. So
they said she has the ability now to do the best thing ever.
Yeah,
show up to that Super Bowl.
Oh my god!
And be all decked out in the Eagles gear because she has. I mean, there's plenty of pictures where they were like with an Eagles sweatshirt on, an Eagles hat, and everything else.
Obviously, not as deep as Jason, like being a part of it. But you know, she grew up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's a good twist.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Taylor, in that same episode of the New Heights podcast, their producer and intern they came on the show. Their names are Brandon and Jake, and they talked about their experience meeting her in the suite at a Kansas City game.
We walked in the door. She said our names immediately. It was like, oh my God, Brandon, Jake, finally. We were floored. Like, that was a moment that I will sort of replay in my head for a while.
She knows how to break the ice. She does.
She's a pro at it. Yeah.
She's a pro
at
it.
She could probably read that Jake and I were terrified. I'm sensing a lot of middle school dance energy from these two. So I'm just going to go ahead and like, thank you so much for being the adult here. But,
Yeah. Could you imagine? What if she walked in right now? What would you do besides maybe pass out? Madam Swift.
Do you bow?
I don't have any. I don't even know how it would.
Do
like,
not
the most
say
easy
T
growing,
Swizzle.
Well, what would you?
Don't
what would you do?
That, yeah.
You would flip out.
I would flip out. I would go high pitched. I would go very high pitched, and I
security would have to. Keep
I
you
think
away.
I would do that with any big time celebrity though. Like I would be so awkward. I don't know what I'd say to anybody.
Yeah. No, you would be chill though. You are so even keeled all the time. You would be like, hey, what's up? Hello.
Like,
no, you do your hello. Your Stevie hello.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what you would do.
Your apartment was literally on fire 3 years ago, and you just
you're like, well,
yeah, it was hot.
Yeah.
That's our takeaway from that.
You're so chill. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to live somewhere else for a year. Anyway, here's your one sheet.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
I know, but still.
Well, actually, at that time, it wasn't. Yeah. They did say a year.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Ooh, warm and windy today, Jen. High 49,
thanks,
49
Tim.
Degrees.
Warm and windy, huh?
This might not actually be fake sunshine today. If we're warming up to almost 50, clouds
come back. That doesn't feel that warm.
Then it rains. Compared to what it is, that
yeah,
is definitely shorts
fair.
And Crocs.
But, like, why do you got to add rain to it? Can't you just be 50?
Hey, Trent, why are you adding rain to this?
Someone call Trent McGill.
I'll text him. Hey, Trent, Jen's mad. Take the rain out. Okay. Just don't report it. Then you
take it out of the forecast.
So my daughter is in fourth grade. I love the school. I love the teachers. I love the principal, everybody at the school. And Valentine's Day is on the way. Did your kiddos in the elementary school do anything special for Valentine's Day? Like a party? Any recognition?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Valentine's
they would do
Day?
The party and yeah. They would exchange Valentine's. And then we'd have, I would always do like a Valentine's craft with the kids or
yes,
something
it's
like
fun.
That. Right.
You
yeah.
volunteer.
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
there's like a rotation.
Yeah.
And there's craft and all sorts of things. It's very, very special. It's very fun. It's always cool to have Valentine's, that type of thing. So at my particular elementary school for my kiddo, they do that. They have a party and it's exciting and you volunteer and you can be a part of that as well. They also have carnations, which over the last 48 hours has been an entire thing. And what I mean by this is
you flowers.
Can. Yes, the flowers. You can buy a carnation for somebody at the school,
cute.
Whether it's a friend. You can give it to a teacher, that type of thing, which is a great idea. It's a dollar a piece. You're thinking, this is great. You can give it to your bestie
mm-hmm.
or you can give it to your teacher
that.
Or, you know, people in your class or maybe people that you were in previous class, but they're not no longer in this class, just that you're thinking of them or whatever it might be. It evolves into the amount of carnations when you really think about it, because you think it's kind of a one-off for a couple of people or whatever. And then because... So as a husband, as a father, we are all out of the loop because it's all about the mom chats. This is not like we...
A lot of group chats with communicating what's going
we
on.
We are out
sure,
of this.
Of course.
So through these different chats, you find out who is getting another person a carnation. And maybe that person wasn't originally on a list or you forgot about...
Oh, no. Carnation
this
drama?
Has turned into... And I love it. And I don't know how it's going to end up being fantastic... But all I can say is that this dollar carnation, at least so far to this point in time, has turned into $22 worth of carnations.
What?
Jen, it
was... What?
Jen, it was a Wednesday. Wednesday,
oh, yesterday. My goodness.
Carnation drama. Maybe this is something that happens at your school and you can weigh in 4 minutes on Star 102. You won't believe it. $22 worth of carnations, Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
And they're a dollar a piece?
I want you to look at this through the mom lens.
Okay.
So if this is you and Westlake and Max, I'm just using Max since he's the youngest one in the, I don't know why. No, it doesn't matter which one. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, they want to get a carnation for whoever. Their buddy in class. I don't know. And then when you really think about it, it's like, oh, well, if this person gets a carnation, then this entire group is attached to that person, you don't want to offend anybody. And then it's like, well,
group.
Somebody at the bus stop's going to get one. You found out that somebody's going to get a carnation at the bus stop, so then you got to get carnations for every single person at the bus stop.
Now the carnations feel like a mess.
It is great, but and I don't know if anybody has been a part of this at all, but it becomes an entire thing because, you know, one person becomes a pod. It really does.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
And it's the right move to do. And she's friends with all of them. So of course you're going to do it. You just don't think about it that the one carnation leads to a group, a pod, an entire pot full of carnations because you don't want to offend anybody. And we got 20, we purchased 22 of them. I will guarantee, and I apologize ahead of time, somebody's going to be left out.
So wait, they were not given out yet.
I thought they were given out yesterday. We had to have the list and the money turned in for a Valentine's Day delivery. So much so that even there was a couple of people who were like, oh my gosh, these need to be on the list. That even after school yesterday, so she gets home from the bus, whatever, 2 o'clock. My wife went back up to the school.
Yeah, I bought more.
Jen would 100%, you would understand. Any parent would understand this.
I am in a carnation panic for you, and now I'm wondering if 22 is enough.
I don't think it is.
I feel like you needed maybe you needed to just go round up to 30 and have the 8 extra just in case.
I feel like this is going to be bad. I mean, we have tried our best. I feel like it's going to be one of those where I'm going to be in an event, and it was somebody that did not get a carnation.
Yeah, this is not good.
And they are now going to listen to somebody else.
This is very reminiscent. I want to tell you what they did in junior high. This is very reminiscent of that at my 7th and 8th grade. And it was every Friday. It was every Friday, and it was drama, just like your carnation drama.
Yeah, DMs, calls, your drama. It is an entire thing.
You need to go buy more.
I feel like I need to leave and do that. You're right. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's Tim Richards. We bought 22 carnations yesterday.
That is a lot.
$1 a piece, and this is what is done at the elementary school because you can send a carnation to somebody. The money, the list of names had to be turned in yesterday for Valentine's Day. It is a great idea until it's not.
Well, are you? Yeah, that's what I keep thinking, and that's it is a great idea. Money go to? Like, I mean, I don't know. Probably student council or something like that.
Is, yeah.
But what I'm still worried that after purchasing 22 carnations, you don't have enough. Like, I feel like you needed to pad your carnations and have a few extras.
I guarantee that will not be enough. And I feel so bad because, you know, you want to hit everybody. But there are florists and men that if there is something,
you just have to go buy a bunch that day.
Just figure it out.
Send her in with extras.
I didn't think it'd be more than 22, but go right ahead.
My granddaughter wanted to buy 60.
60?
60. She wanted to buy her girlfriend a carnation. My daughter called me and asked me about it. And I said, you're freaking insane.
I understand how it gets to that point. I really, and that seems massively excessive. I would have never thought that I was at the 22 carnations until you really think about it. It's like Izzy has a very good core of kindergarten friends that maybe aren't in her class now. We should get them. And then if one person at the bus stop gets it, the entire person at the bus stop is going to get it. Okay. And then the teacher, and then you find out somebody that you weren't thinking of is getting a carnation because the mom group talked about it. Well, then they need to get one, including the friends in that group, so they're not offended. And I'm at 22.
Yes.
Right. Because if you don't get everybody a carnation, somebody is going to be offended.
Yes.
And I don't want that to happen. We love all of her friends and teachers and everything else.
See, it's so sweet your granddaughter wanted to buy that many. Like, I just think, like, that,
yes.
And Izzy, too. Well, like, they want to include all their friends. It's the sweetest thing.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. See, neighbor Holly and Aiden, I know that they're listening. They were in the same boat where you get the carnations, you try to figure it out. You just try to do the right thing, right? You're trying to get everybody, make everybody happy.
Then you bought 22 carnations.
22 carnations, yeah. So that will go out to Valentine's Day, and I know it's not going to be enough.
I feel
maybe
like
I'll just give
them
iTrump 2E mugs, the carnations, if we massively forgot somebody.
Izzy's
here's your mug.
Backpack is like clanging around.
You can't come in here. That's not security protocol.
Well, my dad told me I had to bring these in. These dumb mugs.
Oh, my gosh.
I can hear it now.
That's, again, so sweet, though, that she wanted to buy for that many friends. But now I'm, like, worried about, like, what if you're in homeroom? When do they deliver them? Is it in homeroom? And then what if she only got them for, like, three people in homeroom? And then six people got them for her in homeroom.
I'll be able to report back with more accuracy on 14th, the 17th, the following Monday, because it'll be distributed on Valentine's Day. So
okay.
At least we're at 22. At least, I mean, poor grandma bought 60 almost bought 60 carnations. So thank you for the call. Thank you for the DMs.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.